Armin looked over his shoulder and held his breath. His burning eyes squinted into the blinding Santa Cruz sun. Besides a few palm trees, a jagged crack in the sidewalk, and a seagull pecking in the dirt, there was nothing in his immediate vicinity that he could see. Nothing at all. Sweat pooled in the small of his back. The air chafed his lungs. He turned to face forward again and kept walking. Using his right hand, Armin reached to adjust the nylon strap of the messenger bag he carried slung across his collarbone. It had been gouging into his skin for a while, the strap, and shifting the bag's weight felt good. Well, not good, exactly, but better, since the absence of pain didn't imply pleasure. All around Armin, the day shone bright, clear, and the air swelled ripe with brine and sea rot, the way it always did this close to the beach. He had nothing to worry about, he told himself. Not now, not out in the open on a perfect summer day like this. Right? That's when Armin did it again, the looking over his shoulder thing. He couldn't help it. Still, nothing. Just shadows, sun. In the distance, tourists strolled the boardwalk, the pier. Surfers paddled in the water. The usual. Armin felt silly about the way he was acting, like a spooked kid who believed monsters lived under his bed. But his heart disagreed. It pounded and pounded, going free-fall speed, thud, 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 like it just might know something he didn't. So he walked faster and faster. By the time Armin made it over to the West Side Harbor, sweat was no longer pooling. It was pouring down his back and his forehead and the inside of his thighs. It felt like little rivulets of liquid had actually formed their own currents, merging and splitting and merging again as they ran to escape his body. Armin regretted not wearing shorts, even though he never wore shorts. And so, with a sigh steeped in the banality of his own self-loathing, he ended up regretting that, too. The things that made him who he was. Veering off the main road, Armin began the long march up the narrow path that led out toward the boulders and the waves at the end of the point. There was more wind here, a welcome relief from the late morning heat. But the quick gusts off the ocean made his already itchy eyes sting with saline and his ears hum with the force of their roar. He found them in the shadow of the lighthouse, Kira and Dale. It was where they'd been told to go, and they stood leaning against the tower's stone wall. More statues than teenagers, more dead than alive. They didn't look happy to see him, Armin noted as he drew closer. On the other hand, they didn't look not happy. Just neutral. A fresh twinge of regret pinched at Armin's nerves, hard enough to bruise. Neutral was another way of saying he had zero impact. Neutral was another reminder of why he was here, and, oh, what he was willing to give in order to change. Which was just about anything, wasn't it? Kira spoke first. "Hey, kid," she said, reaching up to smooth her long braids. Armin frowned. He was 17, like she was. In fact, he was 8 months older than Kira, something he knew well, seeing as they'd gone to school together since the second grade. He figured she had to know it, too, and still, she had to go out of her way and say something like that, just to make him feel small. Dale, on the other hand, said nothing, just lifted his stubbled chin in greeting while keeping his hands in the pockets of his oversized shorts with the surf logo on the side. His mirrored sunglasses were pushed back on the top of his head, and his eyes were bloodshot, which meant he was either stoned or hadn't slept, or both. "You ready to do this?" Armin's voice came out more tentative than he intended. "You're not having doubts now, are you?" The intensity of Kira's gaze scorched him, made him squirm. For Armin, this was nothing new. Kira was about the hottest girl he knew, all soft lips and regal bones, always dressed in the kind of effortless clothes that teased of worlds he'd never know. Country clubs and art galleries, dinner parties, Ivy League schools. Armin grew nervous whenever Kira looked right at him, despite the fact that she was black and he didn't go for black girls. At least, he didn't think he did. "No, no doubts," he said firmly. Gripping the messenger bag tighter to his body, Armin resisted the urge to peek over his shoulder again. Forget small talk. This sucked, standing here. He wanted to get going, get started, get the hell out of this town. Once on the road, his paranoia would ease. Wouldn't it? "Yo," Dale said, in his lazy, soft-spoken way, like he hadn't a care in the world. "They're here,"